Precious Aquarius. Thank you for being here and for taking this time for yourself. Today's midweek mindful moment is about pushing through. For starters, find a comfortable spot where you can lay down or sit down. And take a second to close your eyes and let your body melt into the ground. Take a few deep breaths, holding for a few seconds at the top of every inhale. You are fully present. I want you to take a moment and think about that one thing that you keep starting over at. Whatever it is, it could be quitting a bad habit, like drinking or smoking, getting healthy, going back to your toxic ex. I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself having achieved this. You have quit your bad habit, quit starting over, and kept it that way for a long, long time. What does your day look like now that you've done it? How happy do you look? How much hard work did it take? Was it worth the hard work? Now I want you to picture yourself as you are now. How does this thing that you want to quit make you feel in this moment? Does the short-term satisfaction of continuing to do it truly make you happy? Now, keeping your eyes closed still, I want you to picture yourself driving on an empty highway. You're on your way to your highest self and everything that you want to have. The first few hours are so easy. You're having a great time. But now it's dark, and it's starting to storm. The rain is pounding on your car, and you're getting more and more afraid. You really want to pull over and stop. You want to go back where you were, where you know you're comfortable being. But in your rear view, you see a life that no longer serves you, a life that leaves you feeling unfulfilled. Looking ahead, you see the next mile marker. And you decide that you'll just do your best to make it to that next one. You're scared and you're going slow, but you're still getting there anyways. Once you reach it, the storm slows just a little. You're feeling scared and homesick, but you're still glad that you did it. You look ahead at the next mile marker up the road, and you decide to go again. This time, moving a little faster and a little less afraid. Once you reach it, the storm turns to a light rain, and you get back to driving as you were. As you're continuing, it lets up more and more, and things seem so easy again. You're having no problems now, and you're so glad that you didn't head back. A few hours later, though, the storm comes back worse than it was before, and you have to pull over again. You are so tired of dealing with the storms and the rain that you decide that you're going to turn around and go completely back home. It doesn't rain back home, and even though you've been unhappy there, at least it feels easier. Looking ahead, you can see in the distance the life that you imagined earlier. The one where you're happier, stronger, braver. The one where you have what you want, and you earned every bit of it. But here, stuck in the rain, you almost don't want it anymore, because it is too hard. You are too tired and afraid and uncomfortable with the change. You take another look in the rear view at a life that you've also been so tired of and uncomfortable with and afraid of. You've tried to make this drive many times before, and the storm has always pushed you back. But there must be a reason you keep trying to make this drive. There must be something that's leaving you so unsatisfied that you're willing to try again. And even through the fear and exhaustion of the storm, you decide that this time you're going to keep driving through the storm, and you're going to get there. As slow and as safe as you can, you finally make your way to where you're going. You did it. And when you look back through your rear view and you see all the storms and obstacles that you kept going through, no matter how slow you went or how afraid you were, standing here, looking back at it now, from this view, it doesn't seem as big. The storm seems smaller from here. It doesn't feel as bad as you thought it was when you were right in the middle of it. It wasn't as hard as you thought it was when you were right in the middle of it. And knowing what you know now, that you're on the other side, you don't ever want to go back where you came from. You think about where you'd be if you had turned around every time it stormed, and you're so glad that you didn't. Those moments of fear you face on your way to getting what you want are storms that will pass. They're storms that you will make your way out of. And they are storms that aren't as big as they feel when you're right in the middle of them. But if you allow the storms to continue to make you retreat and go back to where you started, you'll never make it to where you're going. Thank you. Next time you feel like you've had enough and you're ready to give up, picture yourself pulled over in the storm and decide that it's okay to pull over, to let it pass or calm down. And it's okay to continue your drive as slow as you want. But you will not turn the car around and go back. Because where you're at right now, you'll want to be back at again. Keep going. Keep being brave. And trust yourself to get through the storm. Mm-hmm.